Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
To the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Today is June 15th. Yankees are in Buffalo to play the Toronto Blue Jays. We will talk about the lineup. We will discuss the starting pitchers. We will talk about what we're watching for. Pitching path to victory, homer draft, over-under, premonitions. We guessed the lineup correctly today. Good job by us on the show earlier. We got it. Position for position, batting order. We got it right. We're the best. Jake, how are you?
James, Zach. Good to see Zach back in the pregame show seat. Everyone live in the chat. You know, Tuesday was here for a little bit. It happened. We're grinding through. We just did was it Dynamite before?
Dynamite Lines Only. When's that video coming out? What was that video for?
That's for our All-Star Game announcement, which, hey, Talking Yanks, a couple people here now. We're going to the All-Star Game. We'll see you guys in Denver. Kind of not the All-Star Game. You'll see. But I'm doing all right. We made a Dynamite video. We've kind of been Dynamite since then.
Our rule for the video was Dynamite Lines Only.
Don't say something if it's not going to be Dynamite.
That was the rule for the video. And you know what Sam said after we recorded the video? He said, wow, guys.
Yeah.
That was a really good video.
It's going to be like a new company mantra.
Yes.
Like, be Dynamite.
Yeah.
You can't always be Dynamite, but
Dynamite Lines Only.
Jim, you know, and you know what else ties into that? We just did our Talking Yanks buy sell. You know, we had people call in. We talked about some things. And, like, let's be honest, we're in a trench, man. Like, the sell pieces are the bullpen. So, like, let's not even get to that point. Let's start winning baseball games. And that would be so much more fun. I'm gone.
Dynamite. Let's just win.
We got a lineup right.
Yeah, we're...
Like,
we're,
let's go!
We're going great. Also, everyone listening, listen closely.
Listen up. Here's a story.
Today is your last chance to get a great Father's Day gift for your dad at dugoutmugs.com. It's your last chance. We've been talking about it. A lot of you guys have bought it. It's the easiest, best present to get your dad. It's your last chance.
I'm going to get one.
You can use code, all caps, last chance. Get 30% off. And you have to make sure to add priority processing at checkout to get it in time for Father's Day. That's how last chance this is.
Last chance.
Like, pause the show. Get a loved one a gift.
Get one now.
It's your last chance. Jake's doing it. He didn't get his dad anything.
Get one now. Pops, if you're watching. And Father's Day.
Picture of him doing the goat from Waiting. On a mug. If anyone doesn't know, it's bending over with your balls between your legs. So make sure to add priority processing at checkout. 30% off, code last chance. Sevy's out for another month. Probably best news I could have fathomed in my head. So
yeah, good it's for just, him. The storyline of this season is really developing quick. The Yanks got to start winning games. Corey Kluber and Severino at this point are supposed to come back early August, which I would love if that is a cool thing. But boy, do they got to start winning baseball games June 15. Excited to see where we're at the All-Star break. And we're facing a Toronto team that's hitting the crap out of the ball. So big start for Monty today. Jim, we guessed the lineup. Could you tell the people about it?
Leading off and playing second base, David John LeMahieu. Batting second, playing right field, Aaron Judge. At shortstop, batting third, Gleyber Torres. Your cleanup hitter, he's DHing, Giancarlo Stanton. Batting fifth, playing third base, Gio Urshela. Behind the dish and hitting sixth, Gary Sanchez. In left field and batting seventh, you have Miguel Andujar. First base, hitless Chris Gissen. Hitless Chris Gittens gets the start, batting eighth. And in center field, I hate Brett Gardner. Batting ninth.
Why is he still playing?
The piano man.
I keep telling our graphics guy to make that shirt, and I think he thinks it's a joke.
You don't communicate the. You just send piano man. You don't say like, "Hey, can you make a piano man design?"
Because why would I? Why would you say that? It's everything would be prefaced by that same sentence. This is the lineup we looked for. It is fantastic to see Aaron Judge in the two-hole playing right field after the back spasms. We all hoped that was going to be a one-day thing. Giancarlo Stanton back in the lineup after being our hottest hitter but not playing at the NL Stadium game. NL game. Could be an AL Stadium. It's an NL game they play there. We'll see. Hard-hitting Chris Gittens. I mean, that's the only area. If it was him or Odor, you kind of shrug. He's up here, and there's a lefty on the bump, so it should be Chris Gittens. Let's get a first hit. Let's get some good vibes going.
That you what to watch for? Good vibes?
No.
What is your official what to watch for? On record, Zach will write it down.
I have two.
Wow.
I have two.
Give your worst one first, and then give me a chance to steal your best one.
Okay. My worst one first is Randall Grichuk, a friend of ours, Yankee killer.
Alley's always open.
I'd like to limit him to one RBI today.
Okay.
That's a what to watch for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I wrote down Grichuk, one RBI. Thank
you. I'd like his ribbit to be ribbit. Two.
Ribbit.
Hasn't been a big ribbit year for us. Gotta be honest.
What was ribbit again?
RBI plus total bases.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a ribbit to be like that.
RBI plus total bases. I'd like it to be two. Okay. Solo home run, I'm fine with.
Okay.
Solo home run and a single, Randall. That's all you get.
Do you have a what to watch for?
Yes. I'd like Gittens to get two hits.
Whoa.
I'd like him to break it open and then break it open bigger. But I don't think it's going to happen because Ryu might be slicing and dicing. That's you know, you got the lefty with the righty, but Ryu is nasty. But, yeah, I'd like Gittens to hit himself into the way so Odor's not around anymore. But it's not going to happen. But I'd like that. So a walk and a hit. I'd like Gittens to get on base twice.
Get on base twice. That's a little more fair. I have two other what to watch first.
Two more.
So this one's if you're a Twitterverse person, and maybe they'll talk about it on the broadcast, one of the surprising names that came up in the sticky stuff conversation was Ryu. So that's just if you're online, if you're interactive in that world, I would watch out for that because those could be some interesting tweets with the news that came out today about sticky stuff. I think he was in the top 10 of guys that had spin rate spikes or spin rate drops.
I think it was
after the announcement.
I think he wasn't, like, he was 10th, and it wasn't crazy.
Something to watch. Something to watch. Again, this is the world we're going to live in the rest of the year, so interested to see how that plays out. And then, Jim, the other thing, we haven't announced the Blue Jays lineup. Simeon, Bichette, Vladdy, Teoscar, Hernandez, Grichuk, Gurriel, Panic, Adams, Espinal. Those bottom three in the Blue Jays lineup, Monty's got to give them zeros. Those first six in the Blue Jays lineup, there's not a lot of room to breathe. You're going to have to execute to get outs, and you're going to need a little luck, too, to be honest. I mean, Vladdy's been the best hitter in baseball this year. Simeon's having an incredible year. Bichette's a stud. Teoscar's a grouch. Grichuk kills us. So, like, that has to be your tough part, and you're going to have to work, and it's going to be tough to get unscathed. Panic, Adams, and Espinal. Espinal got called up from AAA today because Davis for them went on paternity list. So congrats. Adams for them is a young catcher, but he's behind other young prospect catchers in their org. He's hitting and Joe Panic, who's, hey, MLB veteran Joe Panic. He's a lefty. Like, that bottom 7-8-9 for Monty today has to be like a 0-for-8 or whatever it is. So that's a big one for me. If we get a Adams base hit and then an Espinal walk or something, you are setting yourself up for disaster with Simeon, Bichette, and Vladdy.
Got to be careful with Vladdy. He just is so good. So good. Monty had a good game, a game against the Blue Jays already this year. It wasn't great. It was 4 1/3, couldn't finish the fifth. Was that a weird one where, like, because he's had so many weird endings to games where it's like one more out and you're not that upset with it? No, he let up 3 runs. How did he give up runs? So he had a good first, he had a good second. In the third, he got in trouble, single, then a double play, then he walked 2, then gave up a home run to Bo Bichette. He walked Jansen, walked Simeon, Bo Bichette got him. Come on, Monty. Then he was kind of solid the rest of the way. Bo Bichette came up again, and instead of pitching to him, we were at this game. This was one of the doubleheaders. When he walked everyone and got the Bo Bichette. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were there. So don't do that again. Bullpen should be fresh. Pitching path to victory.
And how about that? That was the first game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was the whole Alek Manoah first start. His family was going nuts, quiet stadium. How about what you were saying before, Jim? You script the flip here. Gittens, first hit. We're getting that energy. And they had that at our place with Manoah's first start. So we get the first Gittens hit today. Script flopped.
Yeah, Ryu's been pretty good.
Flip a tit.
What lineups has Ryu seen? So he saw DJ Stanton, Judge, Gary, Hicks, Odor, Gio, Clint, Jay Bruce in his first start against the Yankees. In Ryu's second start against the Yankees, he saw DJ, Judge, Hicks, Stanton, Glaber, Gio, Gary, Bruce, Clint. So Bruce and Clint were in both lineups he saw, and they're not in the lineup today. One retired, one has been benched.
In his last couple starts, Ryu, last start against the White Sox, 6 innings, 3 earned runs, which against the White Sox, that's not a bad start. Only 3 strikeouts. Houston before that, 5.2, 6 earned, only 1 punchy. So yeah, those are two of the class lineups in the American League. So, hey, if these Yankees heard something and could put a few at-bats together, it'd be a hell of a night to do it.
I'd enjoy it. Yeah. Pitching path of victory.
Whoo.
Should be the good guys.
Do you want like a short? Are we on short hook on Monty season? Was Monty's last start the give me an extra?
Yeah. And then Boone. Boone.
Right.
Calm down. Yeah, he went 5.2. He was about to be 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. And then instead he gave up the double. To who was it?
The guy who went off the top of the wall.
Snyder. It was Ref Snyder.
Ref.
It was so it ends up 5.23, but it was a good start. Sans that one pitch.
Jim, unless he is cruising, and the Yankees have, you know, a nice little 3-4 run lead. Simeon, Bichette, Vladdy, that third time through, rested bullpen. Yanks need something.
Rested bullpen with Britton. So now you have Chapman, Britty. Like,
Britty.
Hey, Britty.
Hey, Britty. Aren't you mind getting up there and throwing the ball around a bit, huh?
Chapman, Britton, Chad, Laza, Litke. You got everyone.
I mean, give me liberty or give me death.
Are you serious?
No. I would, I mean, that.
What would you die
that
for?
That third time through, I'll die. I'm this company's fall, man. I'm ready. Loaisiga.
He's your first out?
I think so.
Oh, I remember what they call it on Yes Network. The bullpen budget.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense. Weird. Why did they call it that?
That's weird.
I thought it was a sponsorship at first, but yeah. It's not.
Maybe they're trying to. Maybe that's the goal.
They just hit up budget rental car like maybe every day.
I just want totally stoner face.
Hey, budget, we have the perfect spot for your advertisement. Yeah. I don't even get bullpen budget. Why don't they just say bullpen usage? Like every other website in the world.
Here's the Yankees bullpen finances.
Bullpen budget. It's weird.
Don't make any sense. At the Yankees bullpen car dealership.
I don't get
trying different things for ads.
How does it work? Why do they think budget's the word?
I want
yeah, go
Monty
Laza.
For five, Laza for two, Chad for one, Chappie for the save. Done.
Yankees win.
That'd be so dope.
The Blue Jays played yesterday, right?
The Blue Jays played yesterday. They
didn't have to use anyone, though. Damn.
No, they were in a pitcher's duel.
Yeah, Manoa pitched well for them. So their bullpen's pretty fresh. No one is tapped out on their end. Besides Joel Piamps.
Joel Piamps.
Who the heck is you, Joel?
Who the hell put bouillon cubes in the shower?
Was it you?
Zach.
You know what that's from, Zach?
Keep up.
No.
It's from Scrubs.
From Scrubs.
Is it really?
It's kind of a deep cut.
Hooch is crazy.
Yeah. They put bouillon cubes in the shower head.
Let's get a win. What are we doing?
Soup cubes, for those that don't know. So you turn the shower head on, and it's just soup coming out of the shower.
Soupy shower.
It's a really funny prank. Joke. Who the hell put bouillon cubes in a shower head? I will.
We beat the Blue Jays tonight. We jump them in the standings. Cole on the bump tomorrow. That would be the fun, Yanks.
Don't get excited about it.
Yeah. I want to.
You do?
I want to get free.
Oh, Cashman's doing his press comments right now.
I would anyone. She never loved me. She never loved me.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. So Cashman's doing his press comments right now. He said, I promise you and I promise our fan base, we are going to do everything in our power to right the ship.
Huge.
Yeah, that's great.
That is good news.
Someone tweeted out Dan Rourke quote tweeted that, said, okay, so we're going over the luxury tax. Let's go. You naive, beautiful soul. Mm. Oh, man. Someone else tweeted out like a Cashman press conference bingo.
Bingo.
And that was on there, I think. Right the ship.
Bingo lay.
Damn.
Jim, you've been getting hot in the Homer draft.
Did I get one last time?
Not last game. You got the two-game set. That's a big series win column.
So I won the series?
That's a big series win column.
I'm up 8-4 in series now?
Yeah. Back-to-back series.
Wasn't it close
it was
at one
six,
point?
It was 6-4. You got back-to-back.
Wow.
You had the Minnesota series. And then, yeah, sneaking out a two-gamer is big. But
I'm
good
excited.
With it.
I'm excited good with about it. Good. Go me!
It's good. Who's
it's
up,
me.
Sir?
You're up.
I have Zach.
I don't know if he has the sheet. Well, he does have a sheet. Definitely does, but he's producing. I have it. You're up.
I do have the sheet, and it is Jake.
Yeah. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah. Thanks, Zach.
Sorry for everyone that had to go through that. I started in your arms tonight. It's Judge. I mean, if you got the one pick in a series,
fucking
Ryu
shit.
He's hit a homer off of Ryu. This is hopefully a Yankees moment game. Need the big fella.
It's a great pick.
Need
I mean, he should
guy.
Be taking first every one. Dude, Cashman's next quote was, we have what it takes in the clubhouse already. Mm. We have really good coaches. We have a really good manager. We have what it takes in this clubhouse already. So, it looks like Cuddy just took the end of that. We have what it takes in the clubhouse already. Maybe he was just talking about the coaches and not The players? No. Because, yeah, he said, we have really good coach, we have really good manager, we have what it takes in the clubhouse already. So I think maybe he's not talking about the player personnel, because they definitely need to make some trades.
We'll talk about it on the series recap coming up Thursday night.
Might be late, but then. But, yeah, dude, he said he plans to be in buying mode before the deadline. That's great. That's huge. Good news. You took Judge.
You have two homer draft picks.
Yes, you took Judge. Well, this press conference, people will want to hear our thoughts on it.
Right.
I feel like I don't think Stan's the pick. He kind of, after missing so many games, he takes a little bit to get going. Judge is kind of like the instant home run guy. Stan's kind of not, so might save him.
Okay.
But now that I've put that out there, who knows? I'm going to take the dynamic duo, Gary and Andujar.
Wow. Going with the numbers. I like it.
They have been taken as a duo in the last three games, and they have been taken in the homer draft in the last four games, both of them.
It's a good duo. They both have homers off of Ryu. Great picks. If you're going to leave me, Stan, I have to take them. You kind of force my hand, but part of me respects it. Part of me needs it. So hopefully Big G is still hot from 4 days ago. It's near impossible. At least Ryu doesn't throw funk.
Oh, man.
Bottle of funk.
Does anyone have good numbers off Ryu?
Gary, 2-for-7 with two homers.
Hey!
Judge, 3-for-10 with a homer. Miggy Du, 1-for-3 with a homer.
Hey!
Gio's 3-for-10. Stanton, 3-for-14.
Ooh.
Everyone's seen him. The only, like, standout bad numbers are Glaber. Glaber's 1-for-9.
Stans aren't great. 2-14.
DJ's seen a lot. 7-for-31, 226 with no homers, no RBI. So, Chris Ginn's never seen him.
Never.
Hadn't seen him, should.
Odor, never seen him. All right, do you have any premonitions?
Ooh. Okay, we're in Buffalo. Minor league.
Is there going to be construction going on and lights flashing?
There should be the same lights from last year.
Well, they were a problem. Or was that in Dunedin?
I think that was Dunedin.
When was their construction going on in center field?
They had the crane in Buffalo last year.
I thought it was Buffalo where the lights were. Everyone was complaining they couldn't see the catcher's fingers.
Yeah, no, yeah. They were doing that in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. They were doing that in Buffalo. God. Monty on the bump. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing, and I'm not saying this in a bad way.
Okay.
I'm seeing at the start of the game a lot of forced energy.
Okay.
And I don't hate it. It's right. Like, you know, fake smile until it's real type situation. Sure. I'm just hoping the first three innings turns them into real smiles, not the instantly the facade drops. But I think they know how bad they've been.
Yeah.
They've seen their manager get written up by the most respected journalist as like he's on the hot seat. We thought the heat was turned on after the Boston sweep. It's turned on even more. And I think they're going to force that come to let's get it attitude. Mm. And then I just hope it gets rewarded. But I think in the first inning, we're going to see like excessive high fives, excessive celebrating, excessive, let's go. And then they got to figure out if it's real or not after that.
Okay. I don't fully see this.
Okay.
I'm just piecing it together. I'm seeing details. I think we see another... You know how we've seen the Yankees with their fake rallies? Like the bases loaded walk past ball rally that we've seen twice? I think the Yankees get another one of that, but it's like claps. Like we needed it. Like, I'm not going to be mad about it. Like, okay, the Blue Jays are going to give us a run today. The Blue Jays are going to give us a run today.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's huge.
Yeah, I like that. I would like... Oh, my God. My boys. Just lost my voice.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
That's weird when that happened.
I was trying to talk as hard as I could. Damn. Zach, whose homer draft do you like better?
I like the duo of Gary and Andujar. I want to see it happen.
I like that.
Might be the first time the Judge Stanton duo hasn't been chosen.
Why'd we go to Premos before over-under?
I forgot about it.
Ah.
Yeah.
I forgot about over-under. Oh! Watch out, man. Doing your best purpose. Doing your best Blue Jays.
Josh Donaldson just tweeted at me.
What'd he say?
What did he say?
So I retweeted the Trevor Plouffe home run vid and said, thank you for fixing him. And tagged Donaldson. And he said, nasty. By the way, I didn't have rib protectors on. Just eight. So that's pretty good. The internet's wild.
The internet is wild. The internet is wild. Everybody get on the internet. It's wild.
What do you have the over-under at, 9?
Yeah, I think that's what DraftKings had it at. I'm trying to pull it up right now. DraftKings has it at 9. Wow.
Farmer in the dough.
What are you taking?
Farmer in the dough.
Hi-ho, oh, the cherry.
This
the
is interesting.
In the dough.
You, Monty, couple southpaws. Yankees, good bullpen.
Yankees, good bullpen, and a couple southpaws.
Over.
I am taking the under. Ryu's really good, and I'm hoping Monty's decent. Yankees don't score that much. And taking the under. 6-2 game.
Okay. I'll go 8-3 Yankees.
Damn.
Yeah.
You have them getting to Ryu or the bullpen?
Ryu and then bad bullpen.
Their bullpen's good, isn't it?
I mean, the depths of every MLB bullpen is bad.
Oh, you have them going against the bad bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, I have them, like, doing enough against Ryu. Like, it's 4-1 or something like that. And then they go to, you know, not Joel Piamps, you know?
Okay, I like it.
And, you know, you'll get some good excitement on Twitter. You'll see, you know, the Yankees got their swagger back. Uh-oh, that guy doing the gif. That'll be out there. We'll be like, hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
It's a good gif, though.
It's a good. That's an all-timer.
What do you think? How do you think the public is betting on this game?
Well, when we talked about it before, I think you said the big money was on the Jays.
95% of the money on DraftKings Sportsbook is on the Jays.
To win or to cover? To cover. The plus 1.5?
Yep. 62% of the Blue Jays is on... 62% of the money is on the Blue Jays to win. Okay. The money line.
Hammer the Yanks. Free money.
What about the over-under?
I'd assume they're on the over. Ryu been bad. Monty's Monty.
74% is on the under. And 95% of the money is on the under.
Free money. Vegas, the house never loses, everybody. Jay's giving us a run tonight. Think about it. Take a second. Matter of fact, you can take one, please. And the pimps in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
What song is that?
Drop. Do we know?
I knew what it was. Okay, goodbye, guys.
See you, everyone.
I think we have Father's Day is coming up.
Yes, and it's last chance.
Again?
Last dance.
Oh, my. I still
last
didn't purchase
chance.
Mine.
Today is your last chance to get a great gift for Father's Day from Dugout Mugs. Get 30% off with code LASTCHANCE. It's so last chance, guys, that when you order it, make sure. It says this in all caps. Make sure to add priority processing at checkout to get it on time for Father's Day. That's how last chance is. 30% off. Fuck, it's fallen, Zach. I saved it. Last chance, Dugout Mugs.
Last chance.
Last chance.
I'm ordering one right now.
What are you getting? Yankees? Talking Yanks?
Talking Yanks.
Talking Yanks.
A no-brainer. He likes it.
Jake got one.
Happy Father's Day, Pops.
Why don't you get one?
punk.
You punk.
End the show.
End it. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.